You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, good morning to you. I figure since we've got the heat advisory out, might as well get the Christmas bells out, right? Well, right now is really the time to be thinking about Christmas, and since it's still Christmas in July week, I want to tell you a couple of things, and you know this, but it doesn't hurt to start saving money right now. We did that. We've done that before. Our family is great. Absolutely great. Of course, if you create a budget, very difficult to do at Christmas time, and that always gets blown up, doesn't it? Has anybody ever... Well, we only said we were going to spend $500. That's it. Jeffrey's not getting it. sort through your decor. Does that mean like your Christmas decoration? I think. The gift list. My wife does that. Christmas card list. I've got that down. I got the Christmas cards laid out. I really do. I'm going to do it this year. This year I'm going to do it. Once in my life I'm going to do it right. You want to start any traditions? Think about that. I think I know where our Christmas decorations are that were gone years ago. We moved a few times. And at one, some point, we were like, where's our Christmas decorations? And I think I know where they are, which is pretty amazing. I think they're in the attic of that house in Germantown. It had, you went in through the front door. But nobody did. Nobody ever went in through the front door. But it had a front door. And right there was a nice hall, the coat closet in the front, and there was attic access right there. And the only thing I put up there was a couple of boxes of Christmas decorations, and I think we forgot them. But at least we know where they are.
Well, on with the show. Of life.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Cup of Joe Morning Show. Good morning to you. All right. Now, this is so amazing. Listen up, kids. Do you know that your grandmother carried part of you inside her womb? You don't have to make a face. I can understand that. How? Well, a female baby, fetus, whatever. Fetus is Latin for young one. Okay. So a female baby is born with all the eggs she will ever have in her lifetime. So when your grandmother was carrying your mother in her womb, you were a tiny egg in your mother's ovaries. The three of you have been connected for a very long time. Wouldn't you agree? Women are amazing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Amazing thing happened, and it took years to kind of develop, and somebody said, wait a minute, what is going on here? First thing you have to know is where the Falkland Islands are, if you don't. They're way down south of South America, not south of South America, but almost. So they're almost to the Antarctic. It's cold there. They have penguins there, and one thing you should know is historically, whalers would use the penguins as, well, kindling for their fires while they were on excavations. Yeah. Humans there. Well, what happened in 1982 is the military laid over 20,000 mines to deter the British from claiming the Falkland Islands. The penguins are too light to set off any of the mines, so they have inhabited the mine fields. And, hey, what a big surprise. Nobody else, none of their predators, which I don't know what they are besides humans, can go on it. So there's like a million of them on this land that says danger, mines, and they just loving that. That's kind of like the anemones or something.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. Oh, yeah, at the park. One day, a woman sat next to Brian on a bench near the playground. She said, that's my son over there on the slide. And Brian said, that's my daughter over there on the bicycle in the white dress. Brian looked at his watch and he called out to his daughter, ready to go, Melissa? She said, 5 more minutes, please. And Dad nodded and she continued to ride her bike. Minutes passed and Dad stood up and he called out to his daughter, okay, time to go now. Again, she said, 5 more minutes, Dad, please. Dad smiled and said, okay. And with that, the woman said, wow, You're such a patient father. Dad's smile disappeared. He turned to her and said, her older brother, Justin, was killed by a drunk driver last year while he was riding his bike near here. I never spent much time with my son, and now I'd give anything in the world for just 5 more minutes. I promised myself not to make the same mistake with my daughter. She thinks that she has 5 more minutes to ride her bike. The truth is, I get 5 more minutes to watch her play. You know, life is all about making priorities. You have 5 more minutes? Then give someone you love 5 more minutes of your time today and see the difference. You'll never regret it.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Hey, I'm Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Yes, good morning, Cup of Joe Morning Show. The hotline. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Got a joke for you.
Got a joke. Okay, go ahead.
Did you hear about the French cheese factory that exploded?
I did not hear about the French cheese factory.
There was nothing left but debris.
Debris. Debris, I got it. Yeah.
Debris.
Okay.
It's the cheese.
The cheese, yeah, and the debris.
French.
Yeah.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
So I'm going to mention a couple of baseball players, and one I want to because I recently came across this interview that he did back in the day with Dick Cavett. When Dick Cavett was on Late Night or whenever he was, but it's phenomenal. And I mentioned that it kind of goes hand in hand with a person who plays today, Major League Baseball, that is really, truly a once-in-a-lifetime player. We're seeing something right now happen that is just almost inconceivable. A pitcher and a hitter. He's from Japan. They were talking about him way back before he came to the United States. His name is Shohei Ohtani. And they thought he was going to be traded. All the big talk the last few weeks was, oh boy, these teams like the Yankees are going to be making big, you know, offers for him. And then it was announced a couple of days ago that the Los Angeles Angels, who he plays for, are not going to trade him. They're going to keep him. And he went out and pitched a one-hit shutout and hit 2 home runs. That's how good he is. I mean, he's just phenomenal. And I don't blame the Angel. I wouldn't give him up either. But I was thinking about that. Now, I'm not taking anything away from him, okay? But I just happened to come across a legendary baseball player that you may not have even heard of or heard him talk. His name is Satchel Paige. He played for what they called the Negro Leagues back in the day, okay? He got the opportunity to play Major League Baseball when he was 41. All right. He played for the Cleveland Indians. In fact, he was hired by Kansas City Athletics in 1965. He was 59 years old just to come in so he could set the record as being the oldest pitcher ever. Satchel Paige was one. You think about this. Now, you think about players today, pitchers today, pitching, you know, 100 baseball games, comes out in the sixth inning and all that stuff, the rotation and all this stuff. Satchel Paige talking to on Late Night Host about how he played.
I pitched in 160 some ball games in a row. I did it for 3 years straight.
160?
Three.
Yeah.
Straight.
And there were legends that you pitched doubleheaders.
Yes, I did.
Which is unheard of.
And then, yes, I used to pitch doubleheaders. Then you play 3 games a day, a morning game, evening game, and a night game. I think back in those days, back in the 20s and on up until now, you know, with pitching. Mm-hmm. So I just stopped a couple of years ago, and they wanted to know how long was I going to pitch. Now, I didn't know. I just stopped because my wife told me to stop. I just pitched on. 50, 60 years didn't make no difference with me pitching. You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, times have changed.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I'm Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show, Friday edition of right here, Cup of Joe Hotline. Karen, yes, anything... anything that's the best of a blessing happened lately?
Well, sure. I mean, we just celebrated one of our children's wife's baby shower yesterday.
Wow!
That was the best. I mean, we're so excited. We're expecting our first grandchild.
Wow! when's the date?
Well, the date is around, well, September 6th, so wow. We'll see. If the baby's born on the due date, or you know how that goes.
There you go. Yeah, and that'll be your opportunity to spoil a child, man.
We're very excited and blessed.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Now the world knows we have bears here, and so there's a couple people here right now. And Mike and Rob are here, and so they're okay there. You know, he's got the back door, but Rob does. So I'm a little bit nervous. I was checking on that, Mike, and I was to make sure he's, you know, okay. Because now we've seen him out in the daytime in the afternoon. But it was talking, there's just like more and more reports in the Hudson Valley of the bears. Now, there's a lot of places close to here, like, you know, over near the Catskills and down 209 and stuff. Like that, they've had bears for years. So now you're just like going, yeah, welcome to Bearland. That's neat. But, you know, some people are like going, bears? What are we going to do? You know, trust God.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.